You might have noticed at the beginning of our service that the theme for this month is nurturing community. And today we're going to talk about faith formation, and next Sunday we're going to talk about the caring community, and the next Sunday we're going to talk about, what was it? Oh, the spiritual community. And all of these Sundays also relate to different events that are going on this month and Labor Day weekend. And then I am just guessing that Melissa will talk about the justice community on the fourth Sunday of this month. It takes that kind of intention and attention to build community. And in this case, the Prairie Unitarian Universalist Church. And it is a fun but serious undertaking. We can never be solely focused on ourselves or our own needs in building community. For we must create community for each person here, and then continue to create space for new people who have yet to come. We also must do this as our culture changes. And many in our society have opted out of church or any kind of religious institution, and many for very good reasons. So my focus today is, how do we learn and practice our faith, especially as a community? And the need for genuine community, real relationships and friendships woven together in care, grows deeper still as we learn together all the possibilities of our open-hearted and open-minded and deeply appreciative and loving religion. That's who we are. We are all about love and care, and that can take so many wonderful forms. But like religious people in all kinds of churches and temples and mosques, we are learning that the people who find us and join us are somewhat different than they were 50 or even 20 years ago. Virtually all adults work. And those with children have super-packed lives of schools and activities. They have little family time and very little downtime. And a faith community, more than ever, needs to provide respite, sanctuary, and joy. We need to seriously reconsider anything that adds stress to people's lives. Now, I know you don't do this often, but would you say an amen on that?
Amen.
Yeah, we don't need it. About a decade ago, faith leaders of all kinds were complaining about the consumer mentality of today's spiritual seekers. It seemed that they wanted their very specific needs met, often without being willing to give anything back. But what our larger institutions and gatherings have come to see is that these generations simply do not have the volunteer capacity of the much larger and now aging boomer generation. And in part, it's because they all work. Now, this will not be true for everyone here, but most younger families are looking for ways to be together as a family, because so much of their weekly lives are spent apart. Our old pattern of splitting children from their parents at the top part of our worship, singing them out after a time of story, or even in some of our churches, separating them literally at the door as they walk in, that just simply no longer meets the needs of most families. This is according to Unitarian Universalist religious educator Kimberly Sweeney, who has written an in-depth article called The Death of Sunday School and the Future of Faith Formation. Now, Sweeney wrote this article a year ago, but its subject matter has been being discussed by my colleagues for several years. This church, like most of our churches, as well as churches of all denominations, has experienced less and less attendance by children and youth, sporadic attendance, and a serious decline in volunteer support for our program. Now, some of you are nodding because you have lived this with me. Our Unitarian Universalist churches became more academic in how they did things in the 20th century, matching the trends in education. And we provided classes to teach our children so that they were in school during the week and then back in school on Sunday. Yeah, does that sound fun? From my perspective, the worst part of that way of viewing and treating children and youth is that they did not become Unitarian Universalist. Now, we do not indoctrinate our youth. We do not christen them at birth as Unitarian Universalists. But I think that if we have a faith worth having, that we would hope that they would want to be Unitarian Universalist, and that they might one day join a church, perhaps this church, which welcomes youth into membership at the age of 16, or when they complete the coming of age program in the eighth grade. We even have a designated trustee, a voting trustee on our board for a high school student. But so many young people here and in all of our churches hardly ever spent a Sunday in worship, which is our primary spiritual practice. You are participating right now in how we weave our community and develop our spirit. But they never came to these services unless it was a service for them, such as coming of age or recognizing graduating seniors. They didn't learn our songs, how we prayed, how we wrestled with the issues of the day, why we do social justice work. And our churches have lost more than one generation of young people. We've lost a couple. This church, as you've heard, will celebrate its 20th birthday in March, and I will also celebrate the 20 years of ministry I have spent with you. As a former Southern Baptist from Texas, I found Unitarian Universalism because I wanted to help raise my daughters to be ethical and moral beings, which they are. But neither of them is a member of a church. They probably are Unitarian Universalists, or perhaps we might say they're lapsed Unitarian Universalists. But like so many of our youth, their identity as Unitarian Universalists was not strong enough to carry them past high school. I am, however, very proud that we have many college-aged youth who come back to visit our church whenever they are home, and we have some young people who have come back to our church as young adults to be part of this community and even to serve this community. For like any adult, younger adults must feel that they have a home here. And we certainly want our children and youth to feel like they have a home here. They belong. Along with many other churches in our movement, 2 years ago, Prairie began tinkering with our programming on Sunday morning. We have invited all children and youth to be part of worship and to participate in worship. We saw that this morning with Ashlyn. Now, this, of course, did not necessarily go over well with all of them. And Sweeney warns in her paper that some may leave because they don't want to lose the way things were for what might seem just an experiment. We actually need to raise another generation that has a different set of experiences, expectations, and hopes, which includes teaching and modeling Unitarian Universalism for our children, as well as our parents and all adults, so that there is a new generation that always feels welcomed in worship and in all that we do as a community. And like most of our churches, about 80% of the spiritual seekers who find our church are trying out our faith for the very first time. And many have never been part of a church before. So adults, just like children and youth, and you kind of heard this when in our time for all ages, they also need to know what it is to be Unitarian Universalist. How do we live out our principles, truly see the inherent worth and dignity of every person and how we are interconnected? How do we follow our sources, which recognize and include the incredible wisdom of all the world's religious traditions? How do we put our faith into practice? How do we learn to truly appreciate and accept differences and be open to different spiritual paths and beliefs? And how do we take our religion with us in everything that we do, including it taking it into our homes and using it as we raise our children and our grandchildren? I believe we start with the obvious, how we are together forming our community every Sunday morning. In addition to welcoming all ages in worship, this church offers classes and groups to all ages after fellowship beginning in September and October. Our learning hour, which now starts at 11:35, has particularly been a hit for adults who often couldn't attend classes we have tried to hold on weekday nights because they are indeed all so busy. We want to continue to grow and expand our learning hour for our children and youth too. And we need more support for these classes and groups, but fun support, not torturous support. Who wants a tortured teacher? We also started a new kind of worship service last year, which we will continue, I believe, this year. It's called Service Sundays. Usually on the last Sunday of the month, our Justice League will lead a shortened worship service and then offer everyone the opportunity to go out into the community to do a service project. As an example, several of these have been projects with the organization for the homeless called Aurora Warms the Night, which included feeding the homeless in a park this past July. What a beautiful experience that was for everyone who participated. And I honestly don't know of another church that's doing something like this on an ongoing basis. And I have to say, just because it came to me, maybe we have a family Sunday too. And when you think about it, you are all in a family, so that doesn't exclude anyone. Just kind of depends on how you think about family. And I am hoping that most of you will want to nurture our education, worship, and justice programs for all ages so that everyone has opportunities to learn, have deep conversations, make a difference, and everyone also has the opportunity to teach something. Those things that you love and those things you want to know more about. This is an outcome we are hoping for with next Saturday's retreat. It will be right here from 9 a.m. to 3. There will be a light lunch provided, and we are very grateful to have Aaron Kenworthy, the Director of Religious Education at First Unitarian, our church in Capitol Hill, to be with us to facilitate. And there is, of course, a sign-up sheet here, as I mentioned, and in fellowship, because we need to know how many to buy food for. And absolutely every one of you are invited. In The Death of Sunday School, Sweeney points out that a new director of faith formation will not solve the problems we've been talking about, those cultural shifts and changes that we've all experienced. Nor is there some magical curriculum that you can plant in your church and solve all those problems either. The solution to how we develop our programming for all of us is among us. We build and nurture what we want as a community, with each voice lending its part. There are a lot of very creative souls here, and I know you will continue to form community and to create Unitarian Universalism in our midst for everyone, younger and older, heart to heart and hand to hand. Amen.